It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. Well, today we have 20 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds, 5 to 10 knots, rising to 10 to 15 in the afternoon. We have wind waves from the northwest, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells, 4 feet at 10 seconds apart. In our ship schedule for the day, we've got 6 inbounders, we have 6 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 8 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is a dry bulk carrier called the Global Eternity. She's arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She probably came into the river very early, around 3:30 a.m., passing by Astoria, headed to Vancouver, getting there about 9:30 a.m., and she's going to a berth that I think handles bentonite clay, which is an industrial absorbent, a mineral used to absorb sediment out of liquids. And one of its uses, which is fun to say, is that it's kitty litter, but it's used for a lot of other industrial uses as well. The Atlantic Tramp is arriving from Japan, headed for Kalama's anchorage. She will be picking up wheat up there at Kalama, and she passed Astoria around 5 a.m. will probably be in Kalama by about 10 this morning. The African Hawk is arriving from South Korea. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's a dry bulk carrier. She'll get there around 10 a.m. The RCC Shanghai is a car carrier arriving from Tacoma. She's headed for the port of Portland. Brand new Hyundai's on board there. She will pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m. this afternoon, and get there about 10:30 in the evening. The tug C-SPAN Raider is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for the anchorage off Astoria. She'll probably come into the river, and we'll see her there at about 7:30 p.m. Not quite sure what's happening there. I think she might have a barge with her, from what information I can tell. Sometimes tugs come into the river without a barge to get fuel at the port of Astoria, and other times they come in and bring a barge upriver to a port, and other times they bring in a barge and hand it off to another tug. So I'm not quite sure what's happening, but if you do see a barge anchored by itself on the east end of town over by Tongue Point, then that is probably the barge that the C-SPAN Raider is going to pick up after she hands off her barge to another tug here in the river. That happens quite often. Well, yesterday I received a press release in my inbox all about another cruise ship coming to the port of Astoria to be stored there. So we will soon see in July a cruise ship coming to the port of Astoria to be stored there like the previous one was until September of this year. So let me read you this press release. This is from the Port of Astoria. In May of 2021, the Port of Astoria received a vessel berth request from Norwegian Cruise Line, that's one of the big cruise companies, for a non-passenger carrying cruise ship. So the port would like to provide notice to the community, and that's what they're doing in this press release, that it will be accommodating the non-passenger carrying cruise ship during the months of July through September. The vessel is scheduled to arrive on Thursday, July 1st, and will remain at the berth for 69 days. This decision to accommodate the vessel was not taken lightly. Public safety is our top priority. The port has received confirmation from the cruise line that no suspected or confirmed cases of COVID-19 have been reported on board the vessel. In addition, NCL has provided a copy of the vessel's maritime health declaration and the NCLH NSO response plan, which includes the protocol for all crew movements to be done in accordance with the CDC's interim guidance for mitigation of COVID-19 among cruise ship crew during the period of the conditional sailing order. The CDC is allowing crew members to disembark from all cruise ships in U.S. waters with certain precautions. Cruise lines with complete and accurate response plans will be able to use commercial travel to disembark crew members from certain ships if the ships meet certain criteria set by the CDC, including that there have been no confirmed cases of COVID-19 or COVID-like illness on board the ship within the last 28 days. Although Clatsop County remains in the lower risk COVID-19 category, the port understands that community members remain concerned about the transmission of the disease. Therefore, we will continue to work jointly with the city, county, the U.S. Coast Guard, and Norwegian Cruise Line to take the necessary measures to keep our communities safe. And there's information on the Port of Astoria website Q&A page there if you want to look it up. But basically, this is the same situation that we had earlier, where from October until March of this year, we had a cruise ship docked. There was a non-passenger carrying cruise ship, the Regatta, that just sat there at the dock, and there was minimal contact, if no contact, between the people on the ship and the people on land. And so at that time, things were a lot more critical in the pandemic, and they had food delivered to them. They had their own medical avenues where they could get to handle everything that happened with the ship was handled privately by the company. And there was really no opportunity for anyone on the ship to interact with anybody here on land. And so that the risk of having that ship here was very, very low. And it seems as though this ship is also complying with all of the CDC's recommendations for such things. And actually, when I thought about this previously, was that the risk to the people on board the ship who had been all quarantined so that none of them had COVID-19 and they were only interacting with one another, the risk to them was more severe from the community than from them bringing anything to our community. And so this sounds like the same kind of situation, and it is a big revenue boost for the port. So on July 1st, we in the community here will see another cruise ship at the port of Astoria. It's not bringing in passengers. It's only having crew on board, and the previous ship had about 90 crew members on board. So there will be some cruise ships coming later in the season, and let me talk a little bit about those. So looking at the 2021 cruise schedule for the Port of Astoria, there were originally 29 ships on the schedule, and now there are 8 remaining. And remember that what we get the shoulder season cruises, the transitional cruises, where they are essentially moving cruise ships from a large seasonal market to another. I love to say that they're kind of like migrating birds. But the first cruise ship with passengers on board that is on the schedule is scheduled to come into Astoria and dock at the Port of Astoria on Saturday, September 25th, the Celebrity Summit. On the 26th, we'll see the Emerald Princess and the Radiance of the Seas. On October 4th, we'll see the Eurodam. On Tuesday, October 5th, we'll see the Oceania Regatta. On Tuesday, October 12th, we'll see the Zuiderdam and the Ruby Princess. And on October 19th, we'll see the Zuiderdam and the Ruby Princess again. So we'll have several times, three different instances where we have two cruise ships in town. So that will be a real influx of visitors to Astoria in the fall season as those ships then move from their summer grounds, so to speak, south to their winter grounds, where ships in general, I mean, under normal circumstances, the cruise ships would be operating in Mexico. So the cruise ship industry is just restarting now in July. So we'll have to see how that all goes as everything opens up again. But we currently, the plans are to have at least those 8 cruises that I've mentioned, just mentioned to you now, be the ones that will come to Astoria later this year. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.